The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man, I hope you got your Christmas shopping done and everything else. If you haven't, you're just like me. You haven't started it yet. We got a few days. What? Don't worry about it. But remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating 25 years on ESPN Radio, and we are so grateful to you, our listeners, who have and our sponsors that have supported our program, called the station, told them, hey, we like Chauncey's Great Outdoors, told our sponsors they enjoy your support and everything. So thank you. Let's talk about today's show. We have Captain Ted Penrod. That's right. Captain Ted Penrod is coming on from Penrod and Reel Guide Service to talk about steelhead fishing in the St. Joe River. That's just, I mean, like right over the border. That's all it is, right over the border in Michigan. And he fishes from a heated river boat. I'm there. Heated river boat? I'm there. I'm, you know, as I've become more mature, I like my comfort. I'll go with the heated boat. Then our good friend and ice fishing guide and educator Tony Boschhold will be coming on to talk to us about getting ready for when we get our first ice. I know, but ice is going to come. It will. We've had it gone, but it will come. But first, we're going to have the Aiden Fishing Report, and then in the last segment of the show, we'll have some more fishing reports and other outdoor news about an elk that was hit by a semi in Interstate 55 and Route 59 this week. I mean, there's lots of stuff going on. So let's hear from the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, with a full line of 2024 boats ready for you to take home, and they're priced right for the Christmas season. Papa, Dad and I went to the Grand River, and the guys were getting steelhead on spawn sacks and red beads on hooks bounced on the bottom. Don't the fish know that the red beads are plastic? I don't know, Aiden. Maybe they don't know. Most of the fish were all the same size that we saw caught, and some were jumping out of the water really high, which was fun and really cool to see. We'll see you right after Christmas. Hey, could you play that Soldier's Christmas thing that you play every year? Well, Aiden, okay. I'll play it for you and for everyone else out there, not to forget our servicemen and women all over the world doing what they do to keep us safe. We will then do our fishing report and other outdoor information in the last segment of the show, just so we can have Aiden's request.
It was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give, to see just who in this dwelling did live. I looked all around, a strange sight to see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings on the mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of far distant lands. Medals and badges, awards of every kind. A sobering thought came alive in my mind. This house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. I had found the home of a soldier. I could see that most clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. His face was so gentle, the room in such disorder, not at all how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? Then I realized the other families that I saw this night owed their lives to soldiers who were willing to fight. In the morning round the world, children would play. Grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. But they all enjoy freedom each month of the year because of soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help but wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in lands far from home. The very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees. I started to cry. The soldier awakened. I heard his rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted asleep. But I couldn't control it, and I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as both of us shivered from the cold night's chill. I didn't want to leave him on that cold, dark night, this guardian of honor, so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over, with a voice soft and pure. He whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All secure." One look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. May God bless you this night.
That was A Soldier's Silent Night. We like to play it every year so we don't forget our servicemen and women. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine for only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!"
and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat and eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Singing all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? Believe it or not, even though it doesn't feel like it, because it's been in the 30s and 40s and even 50s, you know, last weekend or whatever it was, one of the fun things to do that's not far from Chicago and it's not far from anywhere you live in Michigan, it's not far from anywhere you live in Northwest Indiana. I should say Northern Indiana, not Northwest. But going steelhead fishing in a boat in the winter is got to be way too much fun for you to ever imagine. And on the phone with me right now, we've got Captain Ted Penrod, who runs just a great, we've talked to him before about salmon fishing in Indiana about a year ago. But he runs the Penrod and Reel Guide Service. And right now, Ted, thanks for coming on. And what are those silver bullets just waiting to get hooked, aren't they?
Yeah, thank you for having me today, Chauncey. Yeah, they are great, fun experience fishing in the wintertime. And it's nothing like you've ever done before. It's quiet, it's calm. It's just a fun time to get out. And it's something to do after your deer season,
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. And most people think, okay, we got to put our fishing rods away because the ice is coming up. Stop the bus. This is when you go find these steelhead. Now, if you think it's fun catching a steelhead, which it is out on a big lake, I'm not saying it's not, but when you catch these steelhead in the rivers, like, you know, Berrien Springs, St. Joe River, I mean, it is you are one-to-one, toe-to-toe, and in their territory, they know where all the snags are. You don't.
Definitely on that. It seems like when they come out of the lake, they immediately know where every tree, thick log, something to snag you up and break you off. That is part of the challenge, plus the light line that we have to use to catch these fish.
It is, and that's the interesting thing is, and somebody's going, wait a minute, you're going fishing when it's, you know, 30, 40, 10, 20 degrees? You're fishing when it's 10 degrees outside, Chauncey? Are you nuts? Whoa. Captain Ted's got this whole routine figured out, everybody. He's got you down path and comfortable, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We use custom-built boats that have cabins on them, and they're heated, so there's always a warm place to warm up. And you know, when you're out fishing, You can go inside, have a sandwich, warm cup of coffee, and warm up 5-10 minutes, go right back out and keep fishing.
Yeah, and that's the important thing. I mean, I have friends who give me a lot of grief, and they say, oh, Chance, you know, you got to stand out there in the cold. I go, no, I learned.
Exactly.
Let me get warm a little bit, then I'll come back outside. Let me get warm a little bit, come back outside. And that's the fun part. And if you're dealing with light line fishing, when you're fishing steelhead, out in, you know, the big pond, you know, you're going with, you know, heavier tackle, heavier rods and reels. When you're in the streams like the St. Joe and other ones in Western Michigan, you drop your line tests. You're not using a pool cue for a rod. You're using a rod that's got a lot more play with it. The drags have to be set differently. And when those fish hit, they take off. They just go.
Some of the fish, some of the techniques we use, some of the guys almost freak out because the fish, if you're not holding onto the rod, they can just about jerk the rod out of your hand when they hit.
That much force, huh?
It actually, people joke about it like you're joking with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen. And then when they get that bite, they're like, oh my gosh, holy crap. You know, they freak out, definitely.
Exactly. You know, think of a Chevy Corvette all of a sudden going through the river, and the bumper hooks your line, and it's still going down river.
And
it is, my toes are curling. I'm getting excited about thinking about it, Ted. Now, when you're fishing, like I said, you fish in the Berrien Springs area going downstream. What are you going with rod-wise? Are you going with not heavy action,
yeah,
right?
Tackle-wise, we're using a lot of between 8.6 and 9.6 rods that are all in the medium light to medium action. And depends on what techniques we're using between crankbait and plug fishing, float fishing or bobber fishing, or back bounce and spawn and spawn bags. It just depends. Mainly, most of our leaders are 10-pound test fluorocarbon. Sometimes we have to drop down to 8, but usually it's 10-pound test. And then our crankbait or plug rods are a little bit, running 15 to 20 on them. But, you know, it doesn't make as much difference with those rods just because that's more of a reactionary bite. But for the most part, the clear, cold water, we're using lighter tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Usually 10-pound test on minimum. Or actually on average.
Yeah. What are you using for bait-wise again?
Depends. Sometimes we're using, on floats, we're using beads mainly.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a spawn bag. We'll use crankbaits, and the crankbaits vary anything from the standard hot tots and wiggle warts to mag lips, flatfish. They're basically kind of a little bit different version from most of the bass plugs, but most of them have a wide wobble on them. Some of them are a little tighter.
Mm-hmm.
Something to catch their attention, get in their face, make them want to bite it.
Yeah.
You know?
Now,
and then, go ahead.
No, excuse me. I was clearing my throat.
Yeah.
The Chicago cold here, you know. But the thing is, when you say a bead, you're literally talking about above the hook having beads.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, anywhere from an 8 millimeter all the way up to a 14 to 16 millimeter sometimes. And it looks just like a small spawn sack or an egg, just a single salmon egg or a steelhead egg is what it's imitating mainly. And it's a reactionary bite also. It goes by the fish. They see it. They have just that split second to decide if they want to eat it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go up, eat it, come back down, and your bobber goes down, you set the hook, and the fight's on.
Yeah. And that's what a lot of times you're fishing depressions in the bottom, holes, we call them. And you try to anchor above them and then just let it bounce down through. Is that what we do?
Yeah. Either deep runs or shallow riffly areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Some place that has some speed to the water, so that it keeps the bobber moving. That's the trick with the float fishing. You have to have that float moving. It can't just sit stationary in front of their face, unless you have a spawn bag. If you're fishing the light bait spawn bags, then you can fish the slower water.
Yeah.
But with the beads, you need a little bit more speed.
And winter steelhead are just as aerobatic. Actually, I think they're more aerobatic than summer steelhead.
Yeah.
Because they come flying out of the water. You think you got a tarpon down in Florida. Tail dancing and jumping up and back and forth, and they're just going crazy. And I mean, but see, this is a trip that, funny, I'm just coming up with this thing. It's, yes, it's great for a bunch of you and your buddies to go out with. You know, me and my buddies are all going to go out, but it's also a great trip to take the family and the younger people, because the younger people have that place to get in out of the cold.
Yes, definitely. Exactly. The covered boat provides your shelter. I guess it's kind of like an oversized ice house on the boat.
Yeah.
You could think of it. There is a heater in there. I have quite a few families go, and the kids will fish all day, you know, but you know, sometimes the wives will want to just stay inside, stay warm, watch everybody fish. They'll come out and fish. And there are facilities on the boat for ladies. I do have that stuff. Mm-hmm. And an enclosure that goes up, a canvas enclosure, so that there is privacy for them. So, you know, it's pretty much, you know, you don't have to feel left out. You know, you can go out and enjoy the day with the rest of the family.
These steelhead, I mean, you know, they're averaging how big?
Right now, they're averaging anywhere from 4 to 6 pounds up to, you know, 12 pounds and up. I'd say once you get into the 12-pound class and over, it's more of the trophy class fish, but our average fish is anywhere from 4 to 8 pounds.
That's a 4 to 8 pound steelhead is like a 15-pound largemouth, everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm talking about it just kind of average, but that is when you hook onto them, it's totally. They're like you said, they're like a freight train.
It's a freight train. It's a torpedo. They're silver torpedoes, beautiful colors. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I tell people, I said, you know, a lot of times, you know, you catch these steelhead, roll that fish in front of the camera so you get all the colors on the side of it on the camera pictures, and then give that to a taxidermist and let him make a replica of it, because it's absolutely, you can't make a better picture of a steelhead than an artist that paints all those colors on. Oh my gosh.
They are some of the most beautiful fish you can see in fresh water, definitely.
Okay, Ted, if I'm going to come out there with my buddies, or I'm going to come out there with my family, and what do I need? What should I bring? What shouldn't I bring?
Okay. For my trips, you need three things. You need a legal Michigan fishing license. You need your food and drinks for the day, your snacks, and then you just need to dress appropriate for the weather. You know, the boat, the biggest thing I get are people that come on the boat and they'll have tennis shoes on. The boat was heated. Well, it's not heated outside where you're fishing. It's heated inside where you're going to warm up. So I recommend, if you're used to going ice fishing or deer hunting, wear your loose-fitting, heavy boots that are good for sitting or just standing. And then, you know, a pair of bibs, a jacket, a hoodie. And if you have to take something off through the day, you can put it inside on the bench and keep fishing. You know, but those are the three things that are always, I mean, that's all you need. I have all the tackle, bait, everything.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's just like a Lake Michigan trip. All your fish are cleaned and bagged and ready to take home with you.
Cannot go wrong with that. And then you need to call Chauncey, and I'll come over to your house and pick up a fillet.
There you go.
Hey, Ted, if somebody wants to get more information, what's the best ways to do that with you, with you know, Pen Rod and Reel, a guide service?
Our website is penrodandreel.com. And all the information is on the website. You can book on the website. And I do have a link on the website to go to the Michigan DNR license site so that you can get your Michigan fishing license there also online.
Cool.
Through the Michigan DNR website. There's a link on my website for that.
And your phone number?
And you can also call me at area code 574-551-6598.
Okay, repeat that again for me.
574-551-6598.
Once again, make sure this is in your phone, everybody, because you can go winter fishing for the, you know, torpedo steelhead on the, you know, in southwest Michigan. And then in the summertime, you've just rolled into Indiana waters and you're catching, you know, coho, kings, and even those steelhead that are hitting around, especially the summer run steelhead. So it's a lot of fun. Captain Ted, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me, Chauncey.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Oh, gosh, this ice is thin.
Life jackets worn, nobody mourns. Learn more at pleasewearit.com.
Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the future outdoors of Illinois. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708
325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yeah, I know you're looking at 40 degrees and everything else, and it's been in the 30s and then up to 48, maybe 50, you never know, but then it goes down to 30s. I know we haven't really had it, but I couldn't last any longer. I had to call my good old buddy, you know, Tony Boschhold, and say, Tony, what's going on in the world with ice fishing? Tony, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you, Chance?
I'm okay, buddy, but, you know, I'm a little concerned about trying to figure out this whole ice fishing thing that we haven't... Now, I know they've seen it in central and especially northern Wisconsin, but we haven't seen any ice here, have we?
We have had a first ice, one of usually two or three first ice in the Illinois area.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, we had, you know, a couple of the ones. We like to go out on 2 inches of ice out a few weeks ago with that blast that came across. It was like they fished for like Tuesday and Wednesday, I think, and then it was raining and done by Friday.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, it was promising, and then it was the same old story. We get some rain and knocks it down. You know, hopefully next time it comes around, it sticks around the whole winter,
mm-hmm.
for the winter, but... We never count our ice until it's here, you know.
Yeah, we do, and no offense, but I, being a full figure boy size, I don't go on anything less than 4 inches. Because to me,
recommend you send the big guy first.
Yeah, any ice less than 4 inches thick needs to be in a glass covered in a beautiful amber liquid. That's my rule.
Yeah, I was doing that this weekend in Putacana. It was pretty nice.
Good. Well, the other thing too is you also just came back from the big ice show in Minnesota, right?
I did. It was awesome.
Was it? Tony.
It's the coolest show on ice. It really is. Like, there's so many vendors that you will never see at most other shows, especially at, like, big box store shows where you get all these vendors that have so many innovations for winter sports and ice fishing. It's biggest show on ice fishing. It really is an awesome show.
Cool. Now, you know, okay, first, what is this? Is it just the fact that when we say first ice, it's the first time people get out to go ice fishing that they're all excited? Or is there something about first ice that makes fishing different? I don't know.
First ice is really, really good fishing. You know, they're stacked up in the shallows. They've been there all fall. They're still there. And, you know, the ice caps over on these areas. Down here, we don't have a lot of fish vacate our weed beds, you know, so we have fish in the weeds all winter. Like, we get some snow on the ice, and then maybe we get some rain to knock it down, but we don't usually lose our ice after that. And it keeps happening throughout the winter where we get warm and it melts a little,
mm-hmm.
and that keeps oxygenating the shallows here in this part of the ice belt. So we have a really good shallow bite all season for the most part. And then when you go further north, these bays and these backwaters and stuff, they're iced over and snowed over, and they get zero sunlight, and it kills all the weeds, and the fish cannot live in there. So once those weeds die, they gas off, and oxygen is not there anymore, so they have to go out to the deep water and follow the oxygen. So you can have multiple patterns down, you know, down here where we do have deep water fish and shallow fish, and we have more of that than a lot of the northern states will have. They'll have it early on that first ice, like you say, and generally speaking, that bite can fade, and people will be looking to bigger water and deeper water.
Well,
you know, shallow bays and backwaters are generally where we go for that first ice bite, and it could be loaded with fish where you're just catching hundreds of panfish. It's really good time.
Well, that makes sense for what you just said. You know, that's why first ice is exciting, because they're in that shallow weeds there, because that's producing the oxygen. It's just, you know, where do you want to be? Do you want to be someplace where you can't breathe, or you want to be someplace where you can breathe? And that's what the weeds are producing, is the oxygen, because they're getting the sunlight yet. They're producing the oxygen. They're keeping fish drawn to that area. So, I mean, that's what it... Okay, I'll buy that as what the excitement is with first ice. And, here's another question for you. I was talking to an ice fishing geek that I know. Funny, lives in central Illinois. How could he be an ice fishing geek? Okay.
That's about as southern as it gets, and they might have, you know, 4 to 6 week season where we might have 3 months some years, but 2 months is pretty common.
Yeah.
And people already on ice in Minnesota, and they'll be there till April, so 6 months they're out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but they...
I've had enough by March. I want to be on the rivers, but anyway.
Just all I can say is watch Grumpy Old Men in the winter scene, and that's what it's like up there. And that's not an exaggeration, right?
Lifestyle, yes, exactly. Everybody from the same neighborhood has cul-de-sacs plowed out on the same, you know, same... in the little lake, you know. they build themselves a little cul-de-sac community with all their fish houses. They spend the weekends together out there. It's definitely a lifestyle.
Oh, God, yes. But now, you know, when you're fishing, ice fishing, of course you can use, you know, minnows on tip-ups for certain things, but people need to realize you need to slow your presentation down, but you need to go to smaller and lighter baits, right?
Sure.
Or am I wrong on that? I'm not sure.
I wanna generally match the fish's cadence. So when I'm using like my Markham sonar and watching the fish come up and react to my bait, you know, if they're stopping a lot and not eating it, I'm gonna start up and try different things. So the sonar becomes your mood indicator, and doing the same thing all day and having fish just keep sniffing it, you know, you try to mix it up. You try pausing it. You try going up. You try going down. You know, you try different things. You try speeding it up. You try slowing it down. You know, all these different things can be tried to triggers, you know, and get them to bite.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, but definitely more subtle presentations than you might try and pull off
all the other gear.
For panfish, you know, walleyes and bass, you can get away, and pike and stuff, you can still get away with some pretty aggressive techniques, but generally there's a lot of pauses involved in my techniques where I like to give it a jig and wrap or a jig and spoon. I'm giving 5 seconds in between moves a lot of times, longer.
You use a lot of Rapalas, right?
Jigging, Rapala jigging wraps, and a lot of the jigging spoons are like the Flash Champ, and the new one, the Bull Spoon, is been a hot spoon for us last year when we were testing it out.
Cool.
Still now, nice, tight, wiggle up and flutter down.
Right. That's when they hit it on the flutter down, I would think, right?
And the pause. A lot of times they like the pause, or they're chasing it up and you're bouncing it up or whatever. But yeah, you got to mix it up and try different things to get them to do it. But that's catch them a million ways with all those baits. But those are more aggressive baits, you know. You're going to make bigger moves. Talking like panfish jigs, you're using much tinier stuff than that.
You know, ice fishing, the other thing about ice fishing is, I'm not going to say, this is nothing against my buddy Tony, but, you know, yes, you could be with Tony and he's got really good, you know, spinning rods and reels, or, you know, the short ones, and he's got his electronics and he's got his, what's that tent they use?
Get the otter fish houses.
Right, the otter fish house. I couldn't remember the name otter. But yeah, they have the otter fish houses and stuff like that. And you can, you know, yes, if you're serious and you're going to go out a lot, and you're going to use it. But you can go ice fishing on a lot less gear, right?
Yeah, you can get by with just an otter sled and a hand auger and, you know, And you're talking probably under $200 for a reasonable setup to get you started.
Yeah.
Between a hand auger, a sled, a couple decent combos. You probably already have the reel, so you just need a couple rods, really, and get you started. Couple spools of some Suffix 2-3-4 pound test line. Spool up your reels. You know, you're in business, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get going. But it's always somebody who knows what they're doing and kind of learn what works rather than just throwing money out there at stuff that you think might work. So there's definitely a lot to getting started right, you know, and being more encouraged to do it more often.
Yeah.
So I would always suggest you go with a buddy who knows what's up or hire a guide.
A guide like Tony Bottrell's All Ice Guided Adventures.
See what an addiction it can become, and you'll see what it's like when a guy has like $10,000 in gear instead of
$200.
Right. So you see how this can escalate quickly, and why you may not want to go all in from the start, and it's best to get some lessons maybe, or at least find some buddies that know what's up. But
yeah,
it's definitely, you know, we all have that corner of the garage with pile of fishing stuff that we wish we never bought. Like, I know everybody does.
Yeah.
And like, that's what we're trying to avoid here. We're trying to, like, get you set up, get you the right stuff, show you how to use it. So there's going to be more videos and stuff coming out that I've got coming up. And
good,
like that. There's some new articles out that people can check out with the fishing guide and all that.
And that's important to find out.
There's always places to learn.
Yeah, you have to learn. And really, to go out with a guide, if you haven't gone ice fishing, you know, first of all, go out to stop at whatever pond or lake and make sure that the ice is safe, of course, before you walk out there. But, you know, go up and talk to some of these people. Watch how they're doing it. You know, get that feel. Then go out with somebody like Tony, or really, you're the only ice fishing guy I know off the very top of my head, that, you know, can teach and show someone. And you go out with them once or twice and they get a feel for it. And then you can make your own decisions, your own investments, and your own progression down another road of an angler to have more gear.
it's a great point. Just to get started, that's probably your best bet.
Yeah, because that's what you need to have a starting point to go to, and then from there. And once that opens up, you're talking crappie, bass, bluegill, perch, pike, muskie, even through the ice on some of the lakes that have the fish. What else?
Know what you're going to catch, just like any other time of year.
Yeah, I always get a big big kick out of on the internet when you see somebody working a little rod, and all of a sudden you could see this, you know, big lake trout come swimming by the hole. Everybody's like, "Oh my god!" You know,
get your heart rate going like they're swimming under your hole like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Really trying to tire them out until you can finally get them to turn up the hole, because ones don't want to come up the hole. It takes some time. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is about ice fishing, and I never even thought about mentioning this until just now. It's kind of a cool thing with the family, because you can let the kids run around, right?
Well, I think that's what's so hard for people to understand about ice fishing is how much more social it is than boat fishing. Like right now, we've got perch going on, and guys on shore are casting at the guys on the boats and stuff like that. But when they all get out on the ice together, they're all like, "Hey, we got a fire over here. It's warm. You know, you cold. You don't. You need to warm up. You know, we got some. You want some beer? We're cooking some sausage. You hungry? You know." So it's far more social, and people are somewhat put off by how much more social it is than open water fishing, where they want to go out and have some serenity.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a very populated area. There's not a lot of secrets. If you're going to be on a good bite in northeast Illinois, southeast Wisconsin, you're going to be fishing around people.
Yeah, you're going
to
be.
You may be able to get away from them by 100 yards or 200 yards or something like that, but you're going to see people out there. You're not going to be out on some isolated lake alone like you see all these videos of all these kids that live in the middle of nowhere catching 2-pound crappies and pound bluegills and right.
Yeah, that's
they're all alone. There's a reason those kids can catch those fish. Yeah. They're fishing in lakes that have them, in areas that don't have a lot of pressure.
Tony, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, to, you know, when we do get ice and wants to say, "Hey, Tony, do you have a this day open or that day open or whatever?" I mean, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Can me or call me on my cell phone is probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay.
It's 630-736-6682.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
303-733-6682.
Cool. And that way they can get a hold of Tony and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey's show. Why don't I go ice fishing, you know?
We will have some ice New Year's, maybe. Yeah. I don't know if the forecast looks good enough for that yet, but that would be the goal. Otherwise, we're looking at the first couple weeks of January and hopefully before the end of January.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually here by then.
All right. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming on the air this morning.
Chauncey, for the opportunity, as always. Good talking with you.
All right. Go have fun with the kids,
my
friend.
See you out on the ice.
See you on the ice and have fun with the kids. All right, buddy. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special Christmas gift for someone who is hard to buy it for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Be a true outdoorsman and give a legacy gift of the outdoors to thousands of young sportsmen with the end-of-the-year tax-deductible charitable donation to the Illinois Conservation Foundation. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit that supports ecological, educational, and outdoor recreational programs for the benefit of the next generation of outdoor enthusiasts in Illinois now and for generations to come. Go to ilconservation.org and donate to the Future Outdoors of Illinois. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
Snowmobiling makes winter a special time. Snowmobilers care about the environment. They're firefighters, farmers, nurses, homemakers, teachers, and bankers. Snowmobilers are your neighbors and co-workers. They are good, respectful people who give to charities, plant trees, and help care for our fragile watershed areas. Snowmobilers are contributing citizens of your community who enjoy winter with an enthusiasm for nature, for life, and for the freedom that comes from it.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past your stand real fast, you want
to
pull
up. I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty doe that still has spots, but I don't shoot for venison meat. I'll shoot a cow if I want to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me, so it might not be for cooking. With that mounted rack.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and hope you enjoyed today's show. I had some fun doing it with you, too, but don't forget, you know what? Do something nice for somebody with this holiday season, and just remember, you got a kid next door who maybe doesn't go fishing, or parents, you know, enjoy the outdoors, and you take your kids fishing, buy them a rod and reel. Put it from Santa, and then take them fishing with your family. You never know. You just may have found yourself a whole new great outdoors friend. Okay, this week we've had some interesting news. First of all, an elk was killed by a semi on Interstate 55 by where the Route 59 ramp comes in. This elk traveled from the central Wisconsin all the way down through Wisconsin and then Illinois. It supposedly made some good tracks. It was further south and came back north, and then, well, it kind of has to learn about vehicles in Illinois, okay? But the state took care of it, and they'll probably get some interesting science information about out of it. Hey, they also had a big rodeo bus. It was really earlier this month, the end of November, but the Department of Natural Resources had a record-breaking carp removal from the upper Illinois River by the Starved Rock area. This is they call it Kopi. Carp. It used to be called the Asian carp, big head carp, and had several other names. But they took over 750,000 pounds. 750,000 pounds. That's like double of what they did last year. So obviously, it was a good year for the netting, but they also probably learned a few tricks on how to catch these fish. So I'm very, very impressed by the state and all the people that worked on that very hard. Everybody's talking about perch in Illinois waters and Indiana. As a matter of fact, in Indiana waters, there's a lot of boats out there. Please, people, let's, you know, if you're catching deep water perch, learn how to fizz them so they don't die. And don't just throw them back if they're little, okay? You got to learn to fizz them. That means get the air bladder down. That's very, very important to do. But there's a lot of perch being caught. Lake trout are being caught. Steelhead were being, some, not a lot. A few were taken off the Waukegan Pier. That's another great sign. The people that are looking for Navy Pier, if you go online, the Navy Pier website, you can purchase a $9 pass to park that'll get you there from 5 or 6 a.m. I know you have to be out by 10. Otherwise, it jumps up in price real high. And then our friends down at Wren Lake, they're doing, you know, just 4.5 hours down south, folks. The largemouth bass are fair. Crappie are absolutely excellent. Oh, my goodness gracious. 154 bridge, you can't go wrong. Bluegill, fair, but small jigs, small baits. White bass and channel catfish are also hitting down there in the fair area, but really, they're getting some good fishing going on there. Don't pass it up. Don't pass it up. Got a little note from our friend Kenny Husker O'Malley from Waterworks Marine Fishing Staff. He said bluegill are really good shots, really good. And he says it's almost like two times a day you can pop them. And they're hanging close to stuff, whether it's weeds, brush, something. If they're hanging next close to brush, that's because the sun is heating the wood, and the wood is releasing a little bit of heat into the water, and that's what they're doing there. So that's another sign to think about when you're looking up there. Northern Wisconsin, they're ice fishing, and they're doing quite well, so everyone's very happy up there. Bluegills, crappies, northern pike on tip-ups are doing quite well. Nobody mentioned the word muskie, but those other three, I've gotten a number of reports from far northern Wisconsin that they're doing that. Central Wisconsin is also producing some ice, but you always be careful. Check the ice before you go out. And Illinois, we're not allowed to drive on the ice. Wisconsin, you can drive vehicles and ATVs and stuff, but only when ice is safe. Remember last weekend's interview? If you go through the ice with an ATV or something, there's a very large ticket you're going to get from a conservation officer because that's considered polluting. Okay, yeah, I know, I know. Chain of Lakes, ice that was there is all gone. It's open water. Boat ramps are open. Some people are fishing. They're picking up some crappies and some shallow areas that they can find brush in. Walleye, on and off, hit and miss, but bluegill action has also been pretty much steady. You're doing okay there. Kankakee River water is very clean and clear. We haven't had any rain, so you're going to have to be careful because you're going to spook those fish. They really are. Water temperature is in the mid-40s on the Kankakee. Can't go wrong with something like that. And once, you know, we mentioned the perch at the beginning. That's everybody's talk is perch in Illinois right now. And they're using minnows, spikes, lots of artificial. People are using artificials to learn how to catch those fish, which is a great thing to do, and I congratulate every one of you people that are doing that. Rock River, we're seeing a little bit of activity in Illinois, more up in Wisconsin. Really, they're catching more walleye and sauger on the Rock River, Wisconsin. That's a good sign. Chabanaw Lake, a little slow right now. I think they want to get ice before anybody's going to get upset. You heard the fishing report from Captain Ted about the St. Joe River steelhead. You listen to the show on our podcast and double check it because you just might be surprised at that nice fish that you're going to pick up on the St. Joe River just over the border. We got that. I think we covered a lot of stuff here. We're just trying to get as many fishing reports as we can out there, which is very important. Next week, we're going to be ice fishing in the forest preserves. Well, we'll tell you about it. Not going to be doing it. And the Illinois Conservation Foundation. Well, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat, as always. And he says, a council fire in the winter not only warms your lodge, it warms your soul. A council fire in the winter not only warms your lodge, it warms your soul. Apensui, you are very, very true. If you have a fireball out in your backyard, make a little fire in the evening. Sit around. You can have a jacket on. Maybe, you know, a cup of hot chocolate, wink, wink, or whatever. We'll see you next week on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.